time I saw you. I knew with you to light my nights. Somehow I would get by.
Lovers forever, face to face. My city on mountain, stay with me, stay.
Video films is all. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. How's it going? Here's where I play you deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, and your request if I like them at 855-915-9636. But first off, we have Babes sitting with me right here. It's not the Babes. It's just Babes,
just
right?
Just Babes.
Just Babes.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on, Brian? Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, happy to be
now,
here.
I don't know a lot about you guys, but Chris, I guess, lives in the same town I do. Quincy, huh?
I do. I live right around the corner from you.
He
I actually can hear you snoring some nights.
He woke me up the other morning and was like, "Hey, I got some CDs down here." He's down the driveway. I'm like, let me put my pants on.
You really didn't need to put your pants on, man. That's okay. But for respect, you know, that's good.
Yeah, we're not weird about that. Keep your pants off.
No, because when we play, we pretty much lose our clothes, too. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take mine off right now, Brian. If you
okay.
Do it. Pants.
Get comfortable.
Underwear, hold on 1 second. There we go. All right, cool. I'm out.
Nice. That's a neat tattoo.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, man.
Do the tuck, bro. Do the tuck.
Yeah, you know.
Silence.
I don't want to hurt anybody.
Silence of the fucking Babes.
All right, so let's introduce everyone. There's Chris. You're
I'm Frankie Sin.
Frankie Sin, you go by.
Yeah, Chris. I don't know who Chris is. Frankie Sin is here. I play guitar.
Okay, lead guitar.
Lead guitar, only guitar. Yeah.
There's only three of you, and who else?
There's one more. We have a drummer, but he couldn't make it today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, name and what do you play?
Johnny Brain Box.
Johnny vocals. Brain Box on vocals.
Yeah.
Okay. And who do we have over here?
I'm Glenn, and I play the bass.
Hi, Glenn. And who are we missing?
Glenn's weird, though, dude. He spent like a month texting Kanye West to do a song with Peter Cetera, like all by himself for like a month.
Peter Cetera?
Yeah.
That's from Chicago?
That's what he does, yeah.
Yeah, I was just tweeting to him.
I said, "Did you really do that?" He's like, "Yeah, dude, I spent a month doing it. I got that. Let's hang out."
It might make you money.
I thought it'd be good.
Could ask the guy for a few bucks.
Yeah.
That's all. And then you bring Peter Cetera back into the light, man.
I feel like that's what Glenn wanted. So he just
was he ever in the light?
Was he ever, though, Brian? You're right, man.
I think Peter
single-handedly probably brought down Chicago.
Me and Glenn are Peter Cetera fans. Though, we're Peter Cetera fans.
I like the first singer better. I can't even think of his name.
Yeah.
Meaning the
singer
the Color My World guy?
Yeah.
Right?
Something to 25, no. 26, 27, whatever the song is.
02564.
02564. It's my zip code.
26,
oh, yeah. Who sang that? Who was it?
That's Peter Cetera.
That's not Peter Cetera.
No, 25, 26, 2 goes.
He
Peter
came
Cetera.
In the 80s, man, with all those sappy songs.
Is it?
Yeah. I think it is Cetera.
You know what? Is it Kanye West, dude?
Kanye West should do that.
Kanye West does everything,
too. Anyway, a musical genius at 2, just like he is now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know, Chris, I know you're living in Quincy. Have you always lived in Quincy?
You know what? I grew up in the South Shore around Rockland, but I've been in Quincy a long, long time now. I've been around for like 15 years in Quincy.
How about you guys?
Somerville.
Yeah. Glenn?
I live in Brighton.
Nice.
Well, we've lived everywhere in the city, though.
Yeah. I've been everywhere.
I've lived in every town in the city.
Johnny Cash.
Why don't we play a couple songs?
Let
people know what you're all about, and we'll talk a little more, huh?
Sure.
All
right.
This one's Won't Be Back. It's Babes on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Get some.
91.5 WMFO with Biebs, Lex Luthor, and Satan there from Napalm Living. And before that, Won't Be Back. And I have the guys right here.
We're here.
Yeah.
So I'm talking with you guys. I'm not sure what's going on with the songs. What's Lex Luthor and Satan all about?
It's like a Bonnie and Clyde for me and my girl.
It's like a Bonnie and Clyde sort of story?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It is. If you listen to it, that's what it's about, really.
Cool.
I just figured those two people were fun.
Very cool.
Lex Luthor and Satan on
great
fun.
Great at parties, man. It's great at bar mitzvahs, whatever, you know.
Kids love it.
Good for hire. Yeah.
So when did you guys get together?
Like late 2017, and we didn't do much until, we made a bunch of songs, and then we've been playing for like a year now, and it finally just started getting bigger.
And it sounds great.
Sounds like how it goes, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of morphed ourselves, found some bones, and away we go.
I see you playing out and about. Sorry I couldn't make it over to Maggie's Lounge last week. How'd that show go?
It didn't go good because you weren't there, Brian. I just left.
Yeah, well, I understand.
The ride was too long.
It was the other side of Quincy.
Chris was like, Brian's...
We live on the opposite. We live in the Milton side.
I had some things I had to take care of, okay?
We don't care, Brian.
We're even. We didn't make it to your show last night, so...
I didn't even know.
Right. Is that why you didn't come?
That's it. We're so mad.
Well, Chris...
An eye for an eye, baby.
All right.
Chris almost died. He's fine now.
Yeah, I'm good, though. I'm all right.
I didn't know you had a show last night. I would have went.
I wish you were there.
I don't know. What's up with you, dude? You didn't go on a ghost? You didn't tell anybody?
We had obligations to rock out.
That's terrible, man.
We play out a couple times a month. We like playing out. Shows are fun. We've had some of the reviews of words like wild and unpredictable and... I don't think I've ever seen that before.
You haven't. You have an album.
Quote unquote.
Never ever.
You have an album, Napalm Living. When did you put that one out?
That was last year.
Last year.
Yeah, it was like the first songs we did together. And
yeah.
It was like a demo, record just to play some shows and stuff. So.
Right.
We put that out last year.
And this EP should be coming out pretty soon.
The EP's not out yet.
No. We're going to go, we're already,
you're the only one who has it, Brian. Man.
We just keep writing, and we're just going to keep recording, and we're just going to keep putting it out. And that's how it goes.
It might be a double album.
Double? Oh, yeah. Man, like Kiss Alive 2.
It probably will, because we got like six songs, so it's going right on its way to being a double album.
Well, let's hear a couple more. How about Barbie Pink and Razor Sharp?
Yeah.
Got anything to say about this one?
Yeah, it's about my girl's nails.
Fingernails?
Yes.
All right.
That's the color and the
91.5 MFO. It's Biebs.
Yeah.
91.5 MFO Babes. And was that one Bad Made Good?
Yeah. Bad Made Good.
Bad Made Good. Barbie Pink and Razor Sharp before that. We're listening to stuff from their album Napalm Living and their EP. Brand new EP they have. It's not even out yet.
Yep.
Man, Brian,
but you
the
heard
first
it
one,
here
dude.
First on a Crash Course.
You're the first one to have it, Brian.
And I'll get it in the system for sure.
Right on.
And yeah, let's hear another one from it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Don't front me.
Don't front on me, baby.
Don't front on me.
Yeah.
All right. It's Babes, 91.5 WMFO. Hey, I have a question for the guys. 855-915-9636.
Don't you run.
91.5 WMFO. Give me yours from Babes off Napalm Living.
Yeah.
So where are you guys playing next? Got some gigs coming up?
So, if you want to come on down to New London, Connecticut on February 16th, we're playing at 33 Golden Street. Great little club down there.
Well, me and Chris are doing the Plowing Stars tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow.
It's just like guitar and I'm doing whatever I do.
Yeah.
Plowing Stars?
Yeah.
That's tomorrow during the snow. You should come down and drink with us.
Come on down in the snow. We live in New England. Just walk through the snow.
That's Alston, right?
No, that's Cambridge.
Cambridge.
Then February 20th, we got the Midway, and then March 9th, we got O'Brien's, and March 20th, we got O'Brien's for some reason, and twice that close, and June 14th.
Well, there's two O'Brien's.
Yeah, well, we're doing the same one.
It's the same one.
Yeah, well, they love there's us a there. Bunch of O'Brien's.
It's almost like a residency for us.
We don't like changing O'Brien's.
We're in popular demand.
Oh, I forgot, Sally O'Brien's. That's right, Sally's is cool, but we're doing the regular O'Brien's.
Regular O'Brien's.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, they are Babes. Look them up. B-A-A-B-E-S.
Two A's.
You should come out to the show because it's good, and you should come out and get excited with us.
Yes.
Where'd you get the name Babes?
Well, I think we kind of want to do something, jumping on like the New York Doll thing. But
I didn't. I just said it.
You just said it one day, and we're like, babes.
We're babes.
Because, look at us, Brian. We're
four
total
gross
hunks.
Dudes.
We're babes.
It's funny because we're four gross dudes, and that's hilarious to me.
We are pretty gross. As a matter of fact, I probably should put my clothes back on. It's getting a little cold now.
Not yet, honey.
It's almost time to go. All right. Anything else?
Nah.
I said thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for coming on. It's my pleasure.
Yeah.
And we'll play a couple more from you. Let's play something brand new from the EP that's not even out yet. This one's called Ain't Enough on 91.5 WMFO. It's brand new Babes.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
Whoop. And that one ain't it. Here it is.
I was like, right there.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO in Medford with Halo of Flies. It is Halo of Flies. It says here Halo of Files, but I know that's wrong. Maybe you'll have to correct that. But that was going out by request, Alice Cooper. Before that, a couple more requests. Stooges, Down on the Street, Aerosmith, Rats in the Cellar. We heard The Laces earlier with The Next Day. And a whole bunch of babes, and they're still hanging out here. If you have a question for the guys, 855-915-9636. And it looks like I got a caller right here. Let's see what they have to say. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Rosie.
Hey, what's up, Rosie?
Well, I have a couple of requests.
What do you want to hear? You guys
want to hear Monkey Man?
You guys want to write down the request on something?
Do what?
Toilet paper, that's good.
What do you want to hear?
Monkey Man and Rip This Joint.
Stone songs. Monkey Man and Rip This Joint.
All right, good ones, good ones.
Yeah, both off the Exile, right?
Yeah.
No,
not Monkey Man.
Right.
No, Monkey Man's not. Rip This Joint
Monkey
is.
Monkey Man is, I think, Sticky.
All right, man, that's good. Those are good requests right there.
Okay, they're coming up. Me and the babes are on it.
Oh, right on.
Bye, Rosie.
WMFO 91.5.
Okay, thanks, Rosie.
Whole lot of Rosie.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah, maybe we'll have to play a whole lot of Rosie.
No, we have to now.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm writing that down. Yeah. That goes out to Rosie.
Only the Bon Scott years.
Yeah, only the Bon Scott years, dude.
We're all New York Dolls fans.
Yes.
You brought up a song I'm not too privy about because it was on one of the later albums without Johnny Thunders.
Which is somewhat sacrilege, but still, this song kicks ass, but nobody mentions it to me. I'm like, this is a great song.
Baby, Tell Me What I'm On from Dancing Backward in High Heels.
Just like Johnny does.
Did.
And where are we here? This should work. Let's check it out on 91.5 MFO.
Leaving me half crazed. What does the future mean here in eternity?